Hello and welcome back to the Gridiron Gentlemen. It's Pro Bowl week, so naturally we won't be mentioning it once. We will be talking instead about what we have in terms of our awards. We'll be looking retroactively back at the awards that we had for the season and the predictions we had for the season as well, which are entertaining, I think is probably the politest way I can put this. And then, yeah, going through who we think should be winning awards this season as well. So this could get quite interesting to do it. It's just me and Phil. Phil, how's it going, buddy?
Very good. Thank you, Daniel. How are you?
Not too bad. Congrats on your Seahawks.
Thank you.
Yeah. We should probably talk about those games actually a little bit as well.
We should probably do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we had obviously the conference. I don't want to go too deep into it because by now you'd have probably heard about 50 different podcasts that have broken them down. First game was one of the weirdest games I've ever watched.
It was basically decided by who had the higher score. Mm-hmm. Before the weather completely destroyed everything.
And it really did destroy everything.
You couldn't make a field goal. You couldn't do anything really apart from run the ball. So, and you couldn't run the ball far or fast enough really to really get touchdowns or anything else. Nothing could be done effectively.
Yeah.
Really. Just the Patriots got the field goal before the snow came in, and that was it. Plus, they played in camouflage, which was very smart. You know,
well, I don't think they knew that
Patriots
was going to
cheat. What do you want to do?
Oh fuck, we're going to get into that in a minute. but like, yeah, I feel a little bit bad for the Broncos because it literally came down to who's going to make a mistake. Like, and it's not even like. Oh, the first team to make a mistake loses, and we have that all the time. No, this is literally the first team to make a mistake loses.
Yeah,
and because the other teams will, if they capitalize on it, that's game over.
Yeah, because if the Broncos score on that fourth down, good chance they win that game, because I don't know if the Patriots are getting enough to overcome being 7 points down, and it's not because they aren't talented enough; it's just because the conditions were just that bad.
Yeah. Yeah, ultimately, I think the Broncos come out feeling relatively positive that if they have their starting quarterback,
I think so. Yeah,
then
they'd
might
have.
Be a bit different.
I mean, if they had their starting quarterback and you know the worst conditions we've seen in a while, like normally a snow game is just thick snow on the floor, and you kind of work around that.
Yeah,
that was just the snow, but it's coming in horizontally into your eyeballs. Enjoy.
Yeah, and it went from no snow to. All the snow, like in seconds. So
mad.
Then the second game was much more entertaining. It was a cracking game, like all three of those games have been entertaining in one way or another. So, but yes, obviously your team came out the victor in that as well.
It was great.
I can imagine.
It was so good. I wasn't as happy and bouncy as I had been whilst watching the Niners game, but that's because it started with the Niners game. It started off fast, and it was just like, this is done. this was a bit more stressful, but once the Rams muffed that punt, and we got that touchdown after that, I don't know. I felt okay. I felt like no, we're going to be all right here, you know. Sam Darnold is not choking.
No.
Which is what everybody's like, he chokes in the big games, and he didn't do it against the Niners, didn't really have to do much against the Niners.
Yeah.
But didn't. And in this game, he didn't. He didn't choke.
He was just good.
Yeah.
He was just really good. I might get some shit for this, but I thought he was the better quarterback on the night. And that's saying something, because I thought Stafford played a really good game as well. Like, I don't want to take anything away from Stafford. I think he played really, really well.
I have been enjoying. There's been some salty Rams fans who are idiots who don't understand the rules.
Why?
Why didn't the clock stop when Puka caught the ball?
Because he caught it inbounds. That was
he's
the whole
very
thing.
Clearly inbounds. They're like, oh, but he went out of bounds. I'm like,
but he was down.
But he was already down. No, look, he's out. Just like, salty as fuck.
I suppose, like, at the If you're playing devil's advocate, you could probably argue that there was a possibility he went down out of bounds. You could argue it. It's not what happened.
No.
But I think you could, I think you could say, well, he went down out of bounds and the clock should have stopped. Okay, fair enough. If you genuinely believe that he went down out of bounds, then the clock should have stopped. But he didn't.
He
So
did not,
it's not,
so it's
yeah.
it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, in the same way that in his eyes, concussions aren't a real thing. Like, you know,
Okay, they can be overcome with the power of positive thinking.
100%, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. Well, those games were incredibly entertaining. Well, the second one was in. Both were entertaining in one way or another.
Yeah. That first one was just entertaining because it was weird.
Yeah. And then the second one was just a good game, so yeah. Yeah. And thought the Patriots have done really well to get where they have been, so. So yeah. Other than that, we've got Senior Bowl at the moment. I'm gonna try and G up the college guys to talk about that next week, after it's happened. Like, see if we can get some information on the Senior Bowl. I think that's a good
Smart,
idea. I'd like
smart.
to do that.
That's how we find a Grey's Able. Yep.
Exactly. So what we're going to talk about is awards and what we predicted, as well as what we are going to what who we are going for now we've actually had the season happen.
Did you want to cover any of the news?
Do you want to talk about Bill Belichick not getting into
I mean, I was
the
going to talk
NFL?
about the Browns hiring as well.
Oh yeah, so the Browns have actually there's been quite a few coaches, I think. So because Joe Brady's now been named the head coach of the Bills.
Yes, he has, which is weird considering the press conference where it was all the coaching team's fault that the Bills lost.
Must be positive for Keon Coleman though. If they're living in reverse world, which they seem to be, then I imagine Keon Coleman's going to be a number one receiver now. So that's great.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation. I wonder if at some point Josh Allen wandered into the facility and went, "No, he's the guy we want to keep." So
Apparently he was part of the interview process,
good.
which it makes sense when you've got a quarterback who is that important to your franchise. Yeah, probably
It's one
talk to
thing
him.
I've said about when Aaron Rodgers said he wanted to be involved in like interview process and stuff. I'm like, I'm actually kind of cool with that.
That does make sense. Yeah.
I like that. That makes a lot
If
of
you
sense.
are the like, as a player, as you are the face of the franchise, you should, and especially like in a quarterback,
Yeah.
you have so much, you and the coach have to be on the same page and you have to be working in harmony. Otherwise, it's just not going to work. When you think about the great dynasties, Brady and Belichick, they work together really well. Mahomes and Andy Reid, they work together really well. You need that.
I just it's been such a weird coaching cycle in general. Like, so the Browns, they hired their head coach. They've gone with Todd Monken, who was going to be the offensive coordinator for the Giants.
Yeah. Well,
Mean, that.
I'm sure he'll be looking for another job come next season.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody was going to take it eventually.
Multiple people turned that role down. And if you
Yeah.
have faith in your ability as a head coach, and if,
Oh, yeah.
especially if you're someone like Todd Monken who's after a second chance, then I understand why you would do it. I think it is the most obvious poison chalice in the
Oh, it's
league.
the most poisoned chalice. You have no quarterback still. Don't get me started with the Shedeur Sanders bullshit.
He's a Pro Bowler, man, so he must be good.
Fuck off. Absolutely fucking. What is this bullshit? This is why the Pro Bowl is dumb.
I mean, my
Why is that
insight
not
on
Trevor
that
Lawrence?
is that,
I mean,
okay.
if Trevor Lawrence has said, oh no, I'm rehabbing some pretend injury, okay, but there are other quarterbacks in the AFC.
My guess is they put the feelers out and they all said, nah.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, the only reason that is it still held in Hawaii?
I believe so. It's flag football game now, isn't it?
I guess that's the only reason to go do it. So
I think
let's go have a free holiday in Hawaii, sure.
it's running out of steam, the Pro Bowl, though. I genuinely do. Like,
It's hard to make an exhibition game out of American football,
I didn't mind when they just went.
especially at the end of the season, when these guys are tired and battered and broken and just they need to rest those bodies.
I didn't mind when they did with Madden. I actually kind of thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah, that kind of works. But I see why they've gone to flag football, because you take away the contact side of it, players aren't going to get, you know, risk getting hurt like you would in a normal game. It's just a lot
also
of them.
Also, they need self flag football because it's going to be an Olympic sport in 2 years' time.
Yeah, but it just it's hard. You know, it's the same problem you have with the NBA with the All-Star game. The guys just don't care.
Just do the skills test. Literally just do the skill test.
Yeah. Just do the, yeah, do the skills games. That's fine.
The
Just go out
dodgeball's
there, have a
always
good time.
Been entertaining.
Yep.
Just
Yeah.
do
Just do
stuff
stuff
like
like that.
that.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff that isn't gonna, I say, isn't gonna make them really put their bodies on the line and stuff. You know, nobody wants to go out and get hurt in a game that doesn't mean anything.
Problem makes zero sense to me anymore.
Yeah.
As you say, I don't understand why they earn enough money to go on holiday to Hawaii if they wanted to.
This is true.
Like, I don't think it's
If
like.
you are going to have a flag football game, I'd say do it with like the rookies.
Mm-hmm.
Get the rookies to play like a flag football game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the older guys just aren't going to want to do it because they're tired.
Yeah. Or
They
you get.
know they need they need that recovery time, or they want to go to Cancun.
Yeah.
Some of them go up before others, but you know, they
I
all end up
think
there.
we're running out of like fun Pro Bowl moments in the last like 10 years.
I can't think of
Well, they keep
one or
dredging
two
up
off the top of my
when
head.
Jeff Saturday played for the Packers, and then he did that once that last snap with like Peyton Manning, and
Yeah.
it's like, is that really actually that great?
And
Like.
also, is that the only one you guys can find? That's the best thing you can find from all the years you've been doing the Pro Bowl.
I don't think it should necessarily be the best players in the league. I think you search the NFL for people that can do cool things, and we watch them do cool things.
Yep. Yeah. Get the cook. Had the kickers try and kicking the ball from fucking 80 yards and shit like that. All of that shit. Get them doing like a horse version of kicking, where they've got to do like with their weak foot backward, whatever. But exactly that kind of thing. I'm with you.
I want to see freak athletes doing freak things.
Yes.
That's what I want to see, really, more than
Yeah, that's
anything.
why things like the, you know, when you come to the NBA, you get the dunk contest and the 3-point contest work, because they're doing freaky things. The game itself is boring most of the time.
Put Nickelodeon in charge of the whole thing.
Yes.
Like, make it like really stupid kid things. Like,
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's not going to be a game that anybody's ever going to take seriously. And Shador Sanders making the Pro Bowl is the reason why Pro Bowl appearances should not be part of any player's contracts.
I genuinely think enough players just went, no, I'm not bothered. And they've got to fill the spot. So I don't understand why you wouldn't at least invite Trevor Lawrence. But there we go. It's Yeah, Mitch Trubisky's a Pro Bowler as well, worth mentioning. So,
he's more worthy than Shador Sanders is.
You know, he was that year. Yeah, I will give him that credit. He wasn't amazing, but he was more
He was
worthy of.
better than Shador Sanders was. Yeah. I mean, even Huntley was more deserving.
Yeah. Speaking of deserving, though, Bill Belichick.
I mean, it's a bit of bullshit, really, isn't it? He's pretty much the most successful coach in the history of the sport. And you're not putting him in first ballot just because you're petty?
Yeah. So, like, yes, he cheated.
Are we suggesting that other teams didn't cheat
every
in
team
certain
cheated.
ways? Like, every team does little things to get an advantage, right? Whether it's having the showers in the away changing rooms be really fucking cold, all this kind of bollocks, right?
Yeah.
And they've done nothing that's any worse than that. in all honesty.
Spygate wasn't great.
Spygate wasn't great, but are we pretending that other teams didn't try and do similar things? Or haven't done it and just got away with it?
So Deflategate is a non-entity, in my opinion.
Deflategate doesn't matter.
Yeah, just fuck it.
That is the equivalent of just, I turned the temperature in the showers down so that they were cold.
I don't care what the PSI on balls are. I just don't care. And the more I look back at it, the more I don't care. And the fact that we are still, it is still something that is relevant, because essentially is part of the reason why I didn't get in. Bill Polian's now pleading innocent, saying he never said this, any of this. But there were at least 10 to 12 people that didn't think that Bill Belichick was a worthy successor to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot. He's won 8 Super Bowls, guys. Like, he is, like, in my eyes, when I look back at how long I've watched football, like, Bill Belichick is the face of the guy that you can guarantee knew what he was doing. And it is sickening how often he won. And I understand that.
Yes. But he was still a really, he is arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying whether he is or isn't. I'm just saying he's in the argument.
Yeah.
And you're not putting him in first ballot, ultimately, because you're petty.
Yeah. So the first ballot coaches, there's only been 5 in total, 3 in the Super Bowl era. So the first two are George Halas and Curly Lambeau.
Yeah.
Absolutely makes sense. Won a ton of trophies, but also pretty much forged the sport into what it's become.
Yes.
Awesome. Makes sense. Okay, so then you've got Chuck Knoll, won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers at the time. That's an amazing achievement. Well done. You've got who else is there? I'm forgetting someone. You've got what's his face? Shula, Don Shula. Okay. Only unbeaten season in NFL history. Fine. I have my opinions on it, but
yeah, lovely points.
I get it though. I understand it. And then Tom Landry, who is like the archetypal like NFL coach. That's the guy you kind of like who forged Cowboys into becoming America's team. I understand that. I think if you're doing a Mount Rushmore and you've got those three guys' faces on it, the fourth one should be Bill Belichick.
Yep.
And I would argue that you budge him along. I think in the last 20 years, we've seen two coaches that deserve to be first ballot coaches, and that is Bill Belichick and Andy Reid.
Yep.
And it sickens me that people are that petty that you are, as far as I'm concerned, you want to celebrate when someone does something as special as what Bill Belichick's done. I'm not just talking about nailing a 24-year-old, but like just
we've all
but,
done that.
It's you want to celebrate that. That is something worthy of celebrating. And you could say it's different when Brady comes around, but Brady was the one actually leading the charge with the Deflategate. That wasn't Belichick. That was Tom Brady. And he is undoubtedly the most first ballot of all first ballot Hall of Famers. So yeah, I think it just stinks to me, that's all.
Yeah.
And ultimately, it doesn't matter. He'll get in next year. He will get in next year. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
But I'm not, the more I think about it, the less I'm inclined to say, let's out the people that didn't vote for him. That's not how this works. But there has to be some kind of internal kind of, I don't know, like criteria to say, okay, well, if he's not a first ballot Hall of Fame, that's fine. But why isn't he a first ballot Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
So that leads to one of the questions we've been asked, which is by Buzzy Magic on the Discord. Come join the Discord, pinned tweet on Twitter and on the Blue Sky. Give the Discord discussions I have. If you were to restart the Hall of Fame from scratch, what would your criteria be? Who would you vote? And why would Matt Stafford still not get in?
Well, Matt Stafford hasn't got a second Super Bowl, so
I don't think
he's going to get one.
He's going to get the MVP, though. I think that does matter. And then the more you look at it, the more you look at yards. He's creeping up on Aaron Rodgers now. So, like, I'm waning. I think he might possibly.
He might, but I don't. He's definitely not going to be a first ballot. No.
Whereas Aaron Rodgers will be, like,
yes,
deservedly so.
Yeah,
and I know, right? I think the criteria should be. Like, we have analytics coming out the wazoo now. And you can almost judge some of the analytics. You can use the analytics to judge things like offensive linemen, which you've never really been able to do in the past. Equally, I think some of it should be the eye test, and some of it should be how did they come in and affect the game?
Yeah.
Like, for me, it's fairly obvious that the cutoff point, and whether I think Matt Stafford should now be part of that cutoff point, is a conversation. But for me, the only Hall of Fame quarterbacks that should get in from this last kind of like couple of decades are Brady, Manning, Breeze, Rodgers.
Yep.
And now maybe knocking on the door, you've got Stafford. And then I think you could almost see it forging with the modern game where it's Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. Probably
Burrow's going to need to get some healthy seasons in his legs.
Yeah, but at least those three.
Yeah, those three, and then yeah.
So, like, I think a lot of that comes down to eyeball test. I mean, how many Super Bowls have Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen won? They haven't.
They have not. What they haven't been there.
But they are altering the game, and I think that comes into it the wrong way. So I think yeah, sure.
And they're
statistics.
Both. So Josh Allen is a single time MVP. Lamar's had it twice. Yeah. That makes a big difference.
So I think, for me, sure statistics. Let's bin off Pro Bowl
immediately.
Like that shouldn't count. All Pro, absolutely. First team, second team, All Pro,
yes,
100% should come into it.
Yep.
Offensive linemen. Now maybe we look at things like pressures, like sacks allowed, that sort of thing. But also just generally how good they are.
Yeah. Like someone like Jason Kelce gets in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you just look at his career, look at everything. You could just watch him play and be like, yeah, him.
And if we are going to bring in elements that bring the game into disrepute, which is a very English football thing, then that needs to be stated on Front Street. That needs to be like,
Yeah.
Is Sean Payton going to struggle to get in because
he's
of
a dick.
Bountygate?
Oh, okay. That's just because he's a grumpy dick.
That sort of thing. So, like, I think that, like, but I think you've got to have the criteria on Front Street. I think you've got to have a representative come up and say, Bill Belichick didn't get in, and here are the reasons why he didn't get in. And just list off a load of bullet points.
Yeah, it's got to be transparent rather than just have... it will be hearsay and bullshit.
Equally, I don't need to know who voted for who.
No, I don't need to know who voted for what. Yeah. I want an explanation as to why.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially when it's something as blatant as that.
I thought it was pretty unreal that Luke Kuechly didn't get in as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
The only thing I can think of is because his career was short. Relatively speaking,
yeah,
that would be that would be my line with Luke Kuechly, because you can't doubt the ability or the impact he had.
Yeah,
those aren't questionable. I think it's just the length of career,
yeah,
more than anything else. I think he will get in.
Yeah, I think he absolutely will. For me, though, like, he was like an absolute game changer player, and.
No. The weird part is Bobby Wagner's going to have to retire first, so it might be a while. Bobby Wagner's just refusing to retire.
I mean, he's another Hall of Famer.
Luke Kuechly, I think it's literally just the length of career and the fact it was cut short by injuries, I think, is the only thing holding him back.
Here's where I'm swaying on Matthew Stafford, by the way, as well. Only five players ahead of him. Now, in passing yards, which are Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, and Tom Brady. So now he's at the top of Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers, Matt Ryan. Like, I think as soon as you've waded through that, then I, as far as I'm concerned, you're kind of, yeah, okay, I get it
I
now.
think he's the, I think he's the best, I think he's the best quarterback out of that group.
Well,
When you
out of
look,
like the Roethlisberger Rivers kind of group,
yeah.
I thought you meant out of the Brady Breeze and Manning one.
No, Brady is the best one out of that group. There's no real question there. No, I'm yeah, out of the Roethlisberger Rivers, I think Stafford's probably was the most talented quarterback out of that group.
Won a Super Bowl. He's probably going to
And
win
yeah, and now
MVP
he's
this
got
year.
some of the accolades, you know, to go with it. If he hadn't got the Super Bowl with the Rams and hadn't probably won the MVP this year, it would be harder to it would just be like, well, he was the most talented, but you know, he didn't get the silverware to go with it. Whereas
Agreed.
now he will have.
So yeah, that's where I think you just gotta be transparent with things. You gotta have a representative come out and say, this is what's happened, and like why they were or why they weren't voted. Buzzer Magic also had the question also in honor of Lovie Smith, David Culley, Pete Carroll, Todd Monken, who are your favorite sacrificial lamb head coaches? And if you were lucky enough to be one, where would you retire to? Lovie's my favorite because without Lovie Smith, the Chicago Bears
You wouldn't
would
have
be in a
Caleb.
very different situation.
Yep, you wouldn't have Caleb Williams without Lovie Smith at Houston.
I think there should be a
There
statue for him, to be honest with you.
should be. It doesn't have to be a big one. Just one of him smiling at the end of that game, knowing that he screwed this team over,
It's fucking
knowing that him and
incredible.
Davis Mills have made sure. Just like, no, we're going to win this game.
What an incredible moment.
Just screw shit up.
Where would I retire to? Scandinavia, somewhere like that.
Or Canada.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I like mountains and trees. So,
Live a quiet life somewhere. But yeah.
yeah.
Right. That's all the news. Anything I've missed? Eagles still looking for an offensive coordinator. Hard's still looking for a head coach because the Packers have come in and raided all their team from that got fired anyway. So,
It's possible that some of these the Eagles might be waiting for like some people that might be, you know, in the game that's coming up next week.
they interviewed Declan Doyle from the Chicago Bears, their offensive coordinator. I find it weird that people that the Eagles are going for are not. So they're interviewing Matt Nagy as well. So it feels like they're going for non-play calling offensive coordinators, and yet they've got a non-play calling offensive head coach already.
Maybe he's going to start calling plays.
That seems to be the general gist of it, is that Matt Nagy will end up calling plays or Declan Doyle would have, but Declan Doyle said he wants to stay in Chicago as their offensive coordinator rather than go to the Eagles. So,
I could see that. Yeah, give that one more year. You
it's a
did.
sideways move as well. It's not like it's like a head coaching job.
But yeah, if I was him, yeah, try and get one more year with Caleb, and then see if somebody will give you a head coaching job. Which, if you have another year like this year, somebody probably will.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, should we get into it then?
You're.
Right, so we're going to go through who we predicted, and then we'll go through who we think it should be.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll start with Defensive Rookie of the Year. And now, I listened back to the podcast today. We were adamant it was going to be Abdul Carter. Across the
Yep.
board, we all went for Abdul
Yes.
Carter.
Yes, we were.
I've got
Yep.
five here. I'm missing a couple, but yeah, adamant we were going to go for Abdul Carter.
Yeah. That was pretty much a sweep.
I don't think it's Abdul Carter.
No.
I don't think it's Abdul Carter at all.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
It's Nick Emenwori.
You think it's Nick Emenwari, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so Duncan and Bass agree with you.
Yes. It's just the second coming of Cam Chancellor, but yeah, no big deal.
He's probably my pick as well. I get the Schlesinger pick. I do. But I think I would go Nick Emenwari as well. So yeah, across the board, Nick Emmanuari by the looks of things. Unless Will said something that I've not noticed. I think he's away, isn't he? So yeah. Yeah. So I think Bass went for someone different. I might be wrong. Not this time round, but as in
He is a contrarian.
partially true.
He put Burrows the number one quarterback on our top 10 list,
He
okay?
absolutely did, yes. That is a thing that actually happened.
It's just, I think he had Mahomes at three. He didn't even have Mahomes at two. Nope.
Okay. Defensive rookie of the year, Williams. He had yeah. Okay. But yeah, no, I think if Schlesinger wins it, fine. But equally, I think it probably is Nick Emmanuari. So that's fine by me. Offensive rookie of the year. Some changes here, though. Bass went for Travion Henderson. Travion Henderson.
Okay.
Duncan went for Amarian Hampton. Both you and Josh went for Ashton Jeantie.
Yeah.
Will went for Egbuka, which is a good shout. And I went for Colston Loveland.
Which is a good shout, to be honest with you. He
Yeah.
should be in this, in the people
Hey,
nominated.
do you know who I'm going for as my offensive rookie of the year? It's fucking Colston Loveland. I'm going for it. I don't care. I'm
He
going to be a
wasn't
homer on this
nominated.
one.
He
This is
wasn't
the only
nominated,
one I'm
but I'm
going to be a
still going
homer on.
for him. Fucker. Love
Spoilers for future awards, but it's the only one I'm going to be a homer on.
Who else was nominated for it? I can't. It was because I think Travion Henderson was, wasn't
I
he?
should bring up the list of like award nominees. You're right.
Otherwise, I'm going to say either Colston Loveland or Tyler Warren. But I've got a feeling that neither one of
Neither of
those
them were.
guys, neither one of those
I don't
guys
think
was
they have to
nominated.
have been nominated.
Okay,
I
that
think
makes me
you can
feel.
just pick yours in this
I
one.
can just pick mine.
Not
Okay.
playing by the stupid NFL rules, but I will tell you who they were. Let me have a look. Offensive. So it's Jackson Dart, Emeka Buka, Travion Henderson, Tet McMillan, and Tyler Shough. They were the ones that were actually nominated. For Defensive Rookie of the Year, it was Abdul Carter, Nick Emmanuari, James Pierce, Carson Schwesinger, and Xavier Watts.
Okay.
But feel
Yeah.
free, think outside the box. You can go for whoever you want to go for.
See, if Ibuka had kept it up the whole season, I would have said him, in all
That was
honesty, because
that was my take on it as well. I
he
was
was
pretty certain he
playing
was going to.
so well. Tet finished well, but he didn't start great. I
Of
want to go
those
with.
five, Tet would be my pick.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like Jackson Dart. But he didn't play as he hasn't played every game.
Duncan's offensive rookie of the year was Fannin. Bass's was Tyler Shott. And Josh's was Membu.
Yeah, like I said, mine was Genty originally, but yeah,
It was. No, as in those are the ones
no,
they've gone for
oh,
this
okay,
time
they've
around.
gone for this time around. I am, you know what? I'm joining you, sir. I'm joining you. I love Colston Loveland. I like the way he plays. He played exceptionally well for you guys, especially in big moments. He seemed to be Caleb's like safety blanket, which is excellent. It's
Yeah,
what you want.
I think he's only going to get better as well. So I think
Yes.
it's, yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Coach of the year then.
Yeah.
So I've got some great comments here from this. So Josh went for Zach Taylor, citing that he had the Bengals going 14-3. I said, I can't remember what the context was, but I said, well, Bill Belichick and Andy Reid are clearly the only first ballot Hall of Fame coaches in the league, which is hilariously apt. But in terms of who we went for, Wilford went for Canales, saying that it takes a crappy team to 9 wins. He was close.
He was
He
close.
was close.
He was not far off.
Takes a crappy team to 9 wins. Josh, Zach Taylor. You had Sean McDermott.
I did, yeah. That feels great.
I had a John Harbaugh.
I mean, it's still not as. Oh, God.
Duncan, he had Sean Payton, and Bass had Mike Vrabel.
Both of whom did very, very good jobs.
Those are really good shouts, yeah.
Yes, they did much better than I did. Or you did.
Yeah, we got
Or
them fired.
Josh. Josh's one should have been fired.
Should have been fired, absolutely.
How that man still has a job, I don't really understand.
Duncan's coach of the year was Ben Johnson. Bass's was Liam Cohen. Josh's was Liam Cohen as well. He says if you include playoffs, then it's Vrabel, but you don't include playoffs. I can tell you who was nominated by the NFL when I can find it, because they've got it in a weird order. It's Liam Cohen, Ben Johnson, Mike McDonald, Kyle Shanahan, and Mike Vrabel. They were the nominations. Personally, I'm going Liam Cohen.
I want to give Shanahan some credit for the fact that he managed to get such a good record with so many players being out of that lineup for either the entire season or large parts of it, or just the fact that he got them to 12-5 into the playoffs was a feat in and of itself.
I think he'd be my number two. Then Mike McDonald, three, Ben Johnson, four, and Mike Vrabel, five. Of those ones, anyway. Maybe I'm being a bit harsh on Ben Johnson.
You're trying not to be a homer, I understand.
I do. He did a really fucking good job this year.
He did a great job, and he won a division that is not an easy division to win.
True.
With and in that respect, team, I'm giving it to Ben Johnson. He's my pick.
Okay.
Also, because I like watching the way he is with the team, like after games and stuff.
Absolutely.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, me
I like
too.
That. I'm just like, you're my pick. I tend not to pick based on logic. I tend to bait, on heart and soul. Yeah. And yes.
I think realistically, it's between Ben Johnson and Liam Cohen. I think Ben Johnson will win it because people know who Ben Johnson is.
I think there is a definite case of that, yeah.
Yeah. Defensive player of the year. You, Will, and Duncan had Micah Parsons. I had Kyle Hamilton. And Josh and Bass had Aiden Hutchinson.
But none of us picked the literal best guy at
What's absolutely hilarious is none of us even mentioned his name.
None of us did. None of us
and
said
like
it.
He has been like the best defensive player in the year league for like the last 3 years.
Literally since Aaron Donald retired. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know who I'm going for. It's
Myles Garrett. Yeah. It's Myles Garrett wins this because he is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, Parsons was having a really good season, but then he went down hurt, and it's kind of hard if you don't play the whole season.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett played the whole season, set the sack record, and we can all just move on.
Yeah. That's
it's
a
him.
Nice, easy one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Myles Garrett.
It's Myles Garrett.
It'll probably be him next year. I mean, it should be him next year. They might do that whole thing where they get bored of voting for the same person over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah. Offensive player of the year. It's a funny one, this one. So you, Josh, and Will all went for Jamal Chase.
Yes.
Me and Duncan and Bass all went for Brock Bowers. It's not either of them.
You're marginally better about mine?
Yeah.
On the grounds that he still played well, even with, chumps throwing him the ball instead of Joe Burrow.
Fair, yeah. The nominations are, I think, slightly controversial because I don't think Drake May should be in this conversation.
He should not be. We will not be speaking of quarterbacks in this position.
Yeah. But the nominations are Drake May, Christian McCaffrey, Puka Nacua, Bijan Robinson, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I mean, it's still JSN for me.
It is JSN.
He was about halfway through his season. About halfway through his season, he was my MVP. So, now I've dropped him down to Offensive Player of the Year because realistically, he was never going to win MVP.
But no, but it's nice to be mentioned. Yeah, it's JSN.
Yeah.
I mean, that catch, I know you don't count, playoff stuff, but the catch where he literally just caught it one-handed in the most casual way I have ever seen, just dunk, I've got it, and just like, yeah, just easy. Caught it one handed. Didn't even like have to reach. Just dunk, yeah, got it. Cool. He's been so good. I mean, I remember when we let DK go and we let Tyler Lockett go, and I'm just sitting there thinking, is he going to be our number one guy? I mean, he looked pretty good towards the end of this last season, and I had him in the top 10 receivers. So I thought he could be, you know, he was going to be our number one option. He's going to get the chance to show how good he is. I was unaware he was this good. He has been so good and so consistent, which I think is the other thing. And it's not just highlight plays. It's down after down, just getting important catches, just making sure he's got hold of the ball sometimes. You know, he can see that sometimes he knows that he's not going to get the big yards after he's caught it. So he just catches it and makes sure he's got it secure. And it's stuff like that that I think just sets him up as like, he's now in the discussion of the best receivers in the league. You know, he's in that. For me, if we were ranking them now, it'd probably be, I'm still going to say it's Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase above him just because of how special they are. Just, you know, how physically gifted and everything else.
Yeah,
But
no question.
after that is him. He's three. And then you've got, like, I'd probably say Puka at four because of how good Puka is and how
Feels like
important
we're
he
missing a name.
probably.
Can't remember who it is, but it feels like.
AJ Brown was previously the number three, but he doesn't get, then he throws in the ball anymore.
Yeah, that was definitely wasn't who I was thinking of. But it feels
Okay.
like there's a name out there that I feel like we're missing. But yeah, I think he's definitely in the conversation. He's definitely top five. No question. The only other person that anyone went for, Bass went for CMC, which I also
Understandable.
understand. He's been outstanding this year as well. So yeah.
I think what Shanahan's done well this year to try and keep him healthy is use him a lot more in the passing game rather than the running game, just to try and limit the amount of physical abuse he gets as he goes between the tackles. Because he does, he's, you know, he's not just like a little shifty receiver that, sorry, shifty back that goes, you know, around the edge and gets away from the contact. He will put his head down and go through the middle. But Shanahan has realized that I kind of need him healthy all season, so let's use him more in the receiving game so he doesn't take those hits as much. And it's worked. It's kept him healthy all year. And to be honest with you, if the rest of the Niners squad had stayed healthy, we could be even be looking at a different Super Bowl team, you know, team.
Definitely.
But, you know, we can get into the fact that the Niners squad is old and it keeps getting hurt because they're old
I thought the
forever
party
and
was over
ever.
last year, this year.
Yeah.
I think it's
I did.
coming.
Yeah. At
I
some point,
yeah.
this comes to bite you. You've done an amazing,
Yeah.
this has been a hell of a coaching job from
Yeah.
Shanahan. I don't know if you can do that 2 years on the trot
Oh, but I do wonder. I
unless
do wonder.
without getting new talent and everything else in.
Yeah. MVP then. We've got assistant coach of the year, if you want.
Good.
Clint Kubiak probably be my vote.
Yes, it's Kubiak. Yeah, let's be
Yeah.
sure. Yeah.
So MVP, here's the nominations, the official nominations. Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Drake May, Christian McCaffrey, Matt Stafford. Who we had coming into the year, we had two votes for Joe Burrow from Will and
Josh,
Josh. Yep.
yep.
Funny enough. Me and Duncan went for Jaden Daniels. You went for Mahomes.
I did.
And Bass went for Lamar.
I mean, you could understand the logic behind the picks.
All of those make total
They
sense.
make total sense. They do. They're just kissing of death on all of those guys.
A little bit, but
Josh Allen
no.
managed to stay healthy,
Yeah.
unlike the others, but still didn't win.
So yeah, it's Matt Stafford.
I am also going to say it's Matt Stafford. I Drake May has played well, and he's been on a, you know, he's played very, very well. I feel like Matt Stafford is just a better player at this point in time.
And that's no discredit to Drake May going
No,
to his second
absolutely
season.
not. Matt Stafford's arm talent is just obscene.
Yeah.
You know, Drake May has gone into his second season, and I think he will be one of the top five quarterbacks in the league going forward. But
Top five's pretty crowded, man.
oh yeah, I say that. So yeah, it'll be the top five. I'm sure. Hang on, wait. No, he's got to get
Lamar,
past
Josh,
the big three
Mahomes, yeah.
plus Burrow,
Burrow, Stafford.
plus if his back is well, if his back is still in one piece,
As it appears to be.
yeah, it does appear to be. Well, whatever was in that tank he kept going into in the preseason seems to have worked.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I think it's Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
Bass, Duncan, and Josh all think the same as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that Josh thinks it's Stafford. That's a big surprise for me.
Yeah, real shock.
Yeah.
Real surprise. Do you want me to go down who we had winning divisions?
Sure, because it is funny.
Okay, so division winners, you and I were identical. We had Ravens winning the AFC North. We had the Bills winning the AFC East,
No.
Texans winning the AFC South,
No.
and the Chiefs winning the AFC West.
Also, no, we went 0 for 4 in the AFC there, sir.
Yeah, it doesn't get much better with the other guys as well who had similar problems. So both Josh and Will, Will's is identical as well, actually. Josh is identical except he had the Bengals winning the AFC
Obvious,
West.
yes, yeah.
Yeah, AFC North, sorry. And then wild cards, you had Broncos, Bengals, Chargers. I had Bengals, Broncos, that same thing. Will had Broncos, Bengals, Raiders. And Josh had Chargers, Ravens, Broncos. We had all the same teams, basically.
Yeah.
This was a difficult year to predict,
I mean,
but I.
Chargers got right.
Yeah.
The Broncos made the playoffs because they won the division. So I got them being in the playoffs. It's just, yeah. It's just because obviously I didn't see the Chiefs self-destructing quite so badly at the
I'd
start of the
love to say we
season.
did better on the NFC. We could kind of did better.
I
So
got two right.
NFC North, the four of us that were on that pod, three of us, you, me, Josh, went for the Lions.
Yeah.
Will went for the Packers.
Cool. Nobody got it right
No.
because the Bears got it.
Which is mind
Woo!
blowing. Like I still don't believe that. The East, you, me, Will went for the Eagles.
Yes.
Correct. Well done,
Got
us.
it. Yeah, there we go. We're smart.
Josh went for the Commanders.
Very wrong. Bad,
The
bad.
South, we all went for the Bucks. Should have been.
Almost.
Yeah. And then there's a great spread on the West, which was me and Josh went for
Makes
the
sense.
Rams.
Yeah.
You went for the Seahawks.
Have
Well
to.
done. Yeah.
It's a way of
And
life.
Will went for the Cards. Yeah. Your wild card teams were the Rams, Packers, Commanders.
Yes. That's 2 out of 3. Two out of three ain't bad.
Mine was the Vikings, Packers, Commanders. Josh's were the Eagles, Seahawks, and Vikings. And Will's were the Vikings, Commanders, and Lions.
Man, we had a lot of faith in Jaden Daniels going into
Conference
his second
games.
year.
Conference games, this is quite funny. Will had Chiefs versus Bills with the Chiefs winning to take on the winner of the Bucks versus Packers, which was the Packers, with the Chiefs beating the Packers in the final. Josh had the Bills playing the Chiefs as well to take on either the Commanders or the Rams, with the Bills beating the Rams in the final. I had the Bills versus Ravens with the Bills winning. And then the Eagles beating the Lions with the Bills winning the Super Bowl. And you had the Bills beating the Chiefs, Eagles, Packers again, with a final which was Eagles versus Bills with the Bills winning. Bass had Chiefs versus Packers in the, sorry, Duncan had Chiefs versus Packers in the final. And then Bass had Bills versus Lions in the final. It's important to remember this year's been batshit crazy.
It has been. Yeah. Yep.
And with that, on some ooh I says. Josh had the Packers getting less than 6 wins. They gave it their best, to be fair.
They tried, yeah.
They tried really hard.
They even
Yeah.
tied a game. I mean,
Yeah. I had Rodgers doesn't move to fifth overall passing, and Stafford overtakes him. He did move
almost
to fifth overall passing. Yeah.
Almost had that.
Yeah. Well, Stafford, it's still 2,000 yards between Stafford and Rodgers.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Oh, okay. Not as close as I thought.
Yeah, yeah. You had Steelers start 0-5, still end up with a winning record.
Well, they still got a winning record. They just weren't 0-5. They won the first. They won game one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh had Rodgers retires before having to wear the Bumblebee costume.
Sadly, no.
No. Will had Dable fired before Halloween.
He was like a week or two out, wasn't he?
Yeah, November 10th.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was gonna say, he wasn't far off.
No, he wasn't far off at all, yeah. I had Steichen fired before Thanksgiving. I couldn't have gone any wronger, really, because they had a great season.
Yeah.
You had Dart being the best rookie quarterback.
I was correct.
Were you, though?
Yes. Which other rookie quarterback was better than he was?
Tyler Shope.
Nope.
You reckon?
Incorrect. Yeah, Jackson Dart was better.
Okay.
I'm just being obtuse on my point.
You got
here.
Another one right here. Colts play four different quarterbacks. And that came out of the left field to get that one right as well.
Nobody saw that coming.
Well, we certainly didn't see Philip Rivers coming back to start playing again.
That was not the one I thought it was going to be.
No, imagine if you'd have predicted that as well. That'd have been great.
Yeah, it's going to be Philip Rivers is going to come out of retirement.
Will also had Colts starting four quarterbacks as well.
Yeah.
So that as well.
Yeah.
Player that starts most games at QB for the Colts, not on the roster I had, which is not true. Daniel Jones played the majority of the season.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. With a broken leg. Something.
Yeah. I had Hunter leads rookie TDs and interceptions. I had Cousin leads two teams in passing yards. Josh had Luther Burden leads rookie receivers. No, I mean, he had a great season.
He had a good season, but yeah.
I had cards with seven Pro Bowlers.
I mean, maybe if
Marvin Harrison
out.
Jr. Yeah, if it carries on, Trey McBride. I had Connor, Buddha Baker, Mack Wilson, Paris Johnson, and Kyler Murray. Didn't go that well for them,
no,
did it, really?
No.
Josh had single season rushing, receiving sack, receiving yards, and running back breaks 2,000 yards.
Well, we got the sack record.
We've got the sack record, yeah. I had 11th all-time rushing. Henry gets to 10. He made it, but apparently got the numbers wrong. So apparently it was a lot easier than I planned. You know, Derrick Henry still got 1,500 yards this season.
I knew he wasn't playing badly.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
This is a surprising one. So you had Brown start seven different quarterbacks, and I thought, that sounds like it might be right. They only started three quarterbacks.
Yes. Flacco, Gabriel,
and Sanders.
Sanders, yeah. Well, a bunch of the others got dropped or were injured all year or whatever. Yeah.
Josh had Mike Tomlin punches Aaron Rodgers. You had, and on the pod, we're all like, no way, that's not happening. That's too positive. Bears third in NFC North. It's weird to see how far we've come over the space of a season. Because like we were all like, there's no way that there's going to be any.
Yeah, I was really unconvinced by J.J. McCarthy. So I was like, I think the Bears can probably finish above that.
Well, correct.
They did. They just finished above everybody else as well.
Will had former UFL player wins award. I'm not even checking that one.
I don't think any of the guys we've spoken about were nominated or have played in the UFL. Sorry.
I had best QB in NFC South is Bryce Young. It was Baker Mayfield.
Yes. But Bryce Young's was the team that won the division. So you can make an argument.
I had Colston Loveland has better season than Tyler Warren. Oh, yeah, Tyler Warren. Touchdowns, yes. Yards, no.
I mean, he was on a more successful team.
Josh, Jaden Daniels has 400 yards rushing and 4,500 yards passing. We'll move quickly on from that one, shall we? Josh had Mr. Irrelevant gets 5 picks. And okay, so here's some of the ones from other people. Muzzy Murray said, Kansas City don't win the AFC West.
That was, yeah,
Spot on.
spot on. Yep, they were, yep, bad.
Liam had Denver winning the Super Bowl, which was
I mean,
closer than I think we all
yeah,
thought.
it was.
And Duncan had Steichen keeps his job. Think he probably will.
I think so. I think deservedly so, yeah.
And yeah, I think that is all of it.
Nice.
Some good ones this year. As we head into what is now going to be the Super Bowl week, which is quite exciting.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all the awards. No, there's not. We've got the ones in the questions as well. Duncan had the Punting's a Way of Life award goes to Cleveland Browns. And
They like a pun.
Paul had the Where Are We Going to Put the Next One award, the 49ers treatment room.
Painfully accurate, yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. Stopping the Steelers from winning a Super Bowl award, Aaron Rodgers, second lifetime nomination. That's really good. That's really funny. The name, the one thing that shows the Pro Bowl is Breon Parody Award, Shedeur Sanders.
Yep.
So yeah,
That does the trick.
there we go. So we will
Yeah.
be talking about Super Bowl next week.
Whoop whoop.
I don't know how many pods we're going to have. We need to speak to Will about that. Had an idea, but we'll keep that to ourselves for the time being. If you want to contact us, you've got any awards that you think might be funny, hit us up on Twitter. Although I am now not going to be posting on Twitter anymore. It's just going to be all on Blue Sky now. But you can hit us up on Twitter because the right wing pricks run it, by the way. That's the reason. Twitter is just at Gridiron Gents and also at Gridiron Gents on Blue Sky. But come join the Discord. It's the pinned tweet on both those places. That's where we have most of our NFL conversations. And we'd love to hear from you. So yeah, come join the Discord. That's it, Phil. I'm gonna let you get some sleep because you've only got what, 9 exciting sleeps now till Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah,
Vengeance.
hopefully.
We get it on the
We
one
shall see.
yard line, we have to run it just for the lols.
Just for the lols, we're going to be hearing all about that about 50 times this week, I'd imagine. So yeah.
Yeah.
Right, on that note, going to call it a night. Thank you very much, Phil. Fun as always to
Thank you,
chat
Daniel.
NFL football with you. And with that, we're going to go. Goodbye, everyone.